4b. Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you now have some time to look at questions 8 to 12. Pause recording for 30 seconds. Now answer questions 8 to 12.
Right now, I noticed that we have a few gaps in our information.
Yeah, that's because I couldn't find the right documents at the time. I'd just moved house, you see. But I've listed all the relevant numbers here.
Good. Let's start with your national insurance number.
Do you want me to read it out for you? My writing isn't very clear.
Yes, go ahead.
It's PL348600H.
I've got that. And do you have an ID, like a driver's license or a passport?
Yes, my passport.
Could you read out the number, please?
Sure, it's 943002939.
Good, we've finished that section. So, let's move on to the next one, shall we? It says here that you're making a deposit of £855 to begin with. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm transferring it from my other account for Young Savers. Oh, by the way, I want to keep that one open because my dad pays money into it. All my sponsorship money will be paid into my student account.
Any idea how much?
Not yet, but I should know by Friday.
That's fine, but I'll need the number of your other account.
Here it is. 56306672.
Right, that seems to be almost everything. The only thing that's missing now is your phone number.
Okay, it's 258476.
Is that a local number?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Presswick. We'll be sending you your new debit card through the post in the next 5 working days. Now, have you got any more questions?